This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. China wants tariffs removed, so there is a loggerhead over concessions in trade for compliance to Phase 1. As long as they are trying to meet their commitment, there may not be any repercussions, but there are no guarantees. There were not supposed to have to be concessions made in order to get them to comply with Phase 1. South America is going all out to produce record crops, and in order for China to meet their Phase 1 agreement with us, they would have to show favoritism to the U.S. market, something they have not done. If Brazilian soybeans are cheaper, they buy Brazilian soybeans. Brazil will have new crop soybean supply as soon as next February, but they are so short of corn that significant quantities of exportable supply will not be available until next summer. The Biden administration is no more free trade than the previous one. In some ways, they'll be tougher on China. They have no interest in joining the TPP and have approved fewer tariff exemptions than the previous administration did. The U.S. trade representatives have approved 549 product categories for waivers compared to 2,200 in the previous administration. Most tariff waiver applications were denied by both administrations. The supply chain disruption started with the trade war with tariffs on China. The pandemic was just an accelerant to the disruption. Ships' wait time to unload at ports has lengthened from just a few hours to 2 weeks or longer. According to the Wall Street Journal, freight rates to China has risen 80% because they cannot get turnaround on their ships blocked from unloading. The Wall Street Journal said that as of last week, Thursday, that there were 497 huge container ships waiting to unload outside ports in Asia, Europe, and North America. If you do not have your Christmas gifts of choice, they are unlikely to show up in time for this Christmas. Lockdowns and energy shortages are causing a 10-15% reduction in supply coming out of China in September and October. What recent events have done is show how totally dependent that we are on the Asian inclusion of our supply chains. We cut the cords domestically long ago, where U.S. industry was independent of the global economy. In order to reassert U.S. manufacturing independence, the disruption to supply and demand being seen today would be just a small down payment as to the cost of onshoring our manufacturing again. Economists are starting to call this disruption a shocking dose of stagflation, where prices are rising but global growth is being revised lower from 6.7% to 5.9% this year. To again quote the Wall Street Journal, "Hardest of all is bringing back U.S. industrial supply chains. Events of the last year have shown how indispensable China is to global manufacturing." President Biden was claiming credit for the port decisions to operate 24/7. This raised some hackles and good questions. The Port of Long Beach had already been operating 24/7 for 3 weeks. Commitments by the Los Angeles port operator, Longshoremen, and several of the country's largest retail and shipping companies are expected to help relieve some of the backlog. After meeting with Biden in a roundtable discussion, executives of Walmart, FedEx, UPS, Target, Samsung, and the Home Depot committed to unloading during off-peak hours, making it easier for the LA port to operate nonstop. The trucking shortage is a major contributing factor. Containers already unloaded are backed up by the thousands on the wharves awaiting trucks to haul them off. When this was explained to the president, he reportedly responded, "Well, why don't you just hire more truckers?" That's much easier said than done. Trucker Magazine sees little hope for the driver shortage. It reports the pool of new CDL entrants is down considerably, and the logistics involved in tracking and routing a driver based on their vaccination status would be maddening if not impossible. The editor wrote, "Unvaccinated drivers now have their choice of dozens of jobs, but we are at the point where vaccination status is just as important as a CDL endorsement. I don't believe that we're there yet, but we're inching in that direction," unquote. Inflation data shows it is not likely to be so transitory as the Fed and administration want us to believe. Rising energy costs show little sign of abating, and they're causing a ripple effect in rising prices for nearly everything. U.S. inflation data came in higher than expectations as consumer prices rose by 0.4% in September, 5.4% on an annual basis. That's the fifth straight month that the Consumer Price Index recorded an annual gain of at least 5%. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.